Is it true that a long time ago, firemen used to put out fires and not burn books?
Fahrenheit 451 was filmed by Francois Truffaut and starred Julie Christie and Oscar Werner.
Tell me, that number you all wear, what's it mean?
Oh, Fahrenheit 451.
Why 451 rather than 813 or 121?
Fahrenheit 451 is the temperature at which book paper catches fire and starts to burn.
In 1950, Ray Bradbury was walking along a street in Los Angeles when a cop stopped Bradbury and asked him why he was walking.
Ray was upset by the event and went home and wrote the story, The Pedestrian, about a future where people are not allowed to walk and you got to stay in and watch their TV set.
Later, Ray Bradbury expanded the idea into a novella called The Fireman, which told of a man who loved books until his life was rocked by tragedy, including cancer and suicide.
Since he couldn't make himself well with the books, he turned on them and became a fire chief and burned them.
The novella, in turn, was expanded into a full-length novel and published in 1953. The book was written in the context of the communist witch hunt of Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy.
I found out that among all of my liberal friends, they were all cowards. They criticized the conservatives, but they never did anything about McCarthy.
Ray Bradbury spoke out against McCarthy and found himself snubbed.
So I learned not to trust my liberal friends. I'd had to be just me speaking up against McCarthy.
Ray Bradbury survived the McCarthy era and achieved a distinguished literary career, the highlight of which is his classic Fahrenheit 451, just out in a 40th anniversary edition. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. Fahrenheit 451 is set in a future world where the fireman's job is to torch books, not to put out fires.
Tell me, why do you burn books?
It's a job like any other. Good work, with lots of variety. Monday we burn Miller, Tuesday Tolstoy, Wednesday Walt Whitman, Friday Faulkner.
A scene from Francois Truffaut's film version of the Ray Bradbury classic. And yes, there have been efforts to ban some of Bradbury's books. Not long ago, he was urged to defend one of his books, threatened with being banned from a school library. He wouldn't do it.
I will dignify these little frogs and these toads and turn them into big frogs when I show up, and they'll strut around and they're going to fight with me. And I said, I won't do that.
Ray Bradbury says there's no big brother today, but there is big sister.
You can't listen to them. You just can't listen to them. And because if each one takes a book out of the library is empty.
Some years ago, an editor wanted to condense a Bradbury story for an anthology.
And I said, you SOB. I said, you know what you are? He said, what? He said, you're a book burner. There's all kinds of ways of burning books, by destroying the mind of the book, by destroying the wisdom, by taking out the truth.
Ray Bradbury says there's less interest in book burning today because fewer young people read.
Hell, a lot of students come out of high school not knowing how to read today. That's criminal.
Ray Bradbury, his classic novel Fahrenheit 451, has been republished in a 40th anniversary edition.
Books are just so much rubbish.
Then why do some people still read them, although it's so dangerous?
Precisely because it is forbidden.
Why is it forbidden?
Because it makes people unhappy.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88.